In spite of an approaching cold front that brought strong winds and rain, almost three dozen citizens turned out for Wednesday night's forum to question the panel of Pinellas educators on the state of Pinellas County schools. The event was sponsored by the Pinellas Classroom Teachers Association, Pinellas Educational Support Professionals Association, and the Human and Civil Rights Committee. On the panel, retired teacher Randy Lightfoot, Teachers Union President Kim Black, School Superintendent Dr. Julie Jansen, students DeJay Chapel and Jamay Goines, County Commissioner and retired teacher Calvin Harris, and Largo High Data Tech Randy Dodds. The first question put to the group was, what one thing are you most proud of for Pinellas County Schools? School Superintendent Dr. Julie Jansen.
There are so many things that we're doing well that
I think leads to the end result of what happens at the very end of their 12-year career with us. We've raised the graduation rate consistently for 2 years in a row. And even though the measurement that was used this year, which is the NGA graduation rate, which excludes all of our GED graduates, we still were able to raise that level by 6 percentage points and getting us very, very close to much, much higher, and we're higher than the state. We're at a 78.6, I believe, is what we are, and we're higher than the state average. So that's kind of a culminating result of a lot of other things going on.
Teachers Union President Kim Black cited improved community involvement.
One thing that I think we are doing well and are improving, the area where we're improving, is to get input from all stakeholders. This is a perfect example, this community forum. And I know that Dr. Jansen has been holding some activities at the collaborative labs as well, because we know that this education system cannot happen in isolation. The improvement of our students and moving them forward in a public education system takes everyone to raise our students up. And so I would like to applaud the district under Dr. Jansen's leadership in bringing all stakeholders together to meet some of the unbelievable challenges that we're facing today in our struggling schools especially.
County Commissioner Calvin Harris noted that Pinellas County excels at preparing college-bound students.
I think one of the things the district is moving toward is the idea of understanding the diversity that we have within our school system. In the past, we hear people talking about the students that do well, and we've done an excellent job with those students that are prepared. And in the past, we pretty much had a cookie-cutter kind of approach to the school, that one size fits all. But now, understanding the diversity that we have and the diversity of students that we have and their talents.
College-bound student panelist DeJay Chapel illustrated how a caring educator can make a difference in a young student's life.
My English teacher for 3 years, Miss Ann Peckrell at Clearwater High School, she teaches English 1, 2, and English honors. She's really been an inspiration for me, as well as on the court, in school, out of school. She's been there for me. You know, it's just small things that make, you know, teachers so incredible. Things that you can't get at home, or things that you can't get in the community, that your teachers and as well as your peers are willing to do for you.
Dunedin High social studies teacher Brant Robinson, chairman of the Human and Civil Rights Committee, asked the panel to comment on the pending Race to the Top legislation.
Race to the Top is a federal grant that has significant dollars backed behind it. And what it is, it's our president's focus on improving the education system throughout our country. And it's focused mainly on raising student achievement, turning around low-performing and struggling schools, raising the quality of the teachers and rewarding good teachers for the work that they do, and also being able to put a plan in place to incent teachers that are really your top-notch teachers to work with our struggling students so that they too can make the significant learning gains that we need to have them do.
Commissioner Harris explained the principal focus of President Obama's Race to the Top program.
I think one of the things that the president was looking at in terms of Race to the Top is what we're striving for here. In order to race to the top, you've got to start at the bottom first. If you can raise the level at the bottom and raise the standards at the bottom, then the whole school will and district will rise to the top. So it's an effort to do what we're attempting to do now, make sure that every group is performing at an acceptable level.
The next community forum will be held in St. Petersburg at 6 p.m. Wednesday, April the 21st at Gibbs High School. For more information, go to WMNF.org/news. Reporting from Dunedin for WMNF News, this is Tom Bauer.